words to us this morning are, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that's a good verse this morning. He shall direct our paths when we totally trust in him and lean on him. I'm thankful for that this morning, Kyle.
Absolutely, and that's a good way to get us started this morning, again, on this Monday morning. And Charles, good morning. Hope you are having a good day. So what will we be talking about here in segment one of today's show?
Good morning, Kyle. I hope you're doing well. So we've been talking about life insurance and emphasizing the importance of having life insurance. And its strongest aspect, I believe, is that it has family protection. Family protection, especially for a couple or a single parent, married or single, has kids. And the thought is, you know, something happens to one of the breadwinners or both of the breadwinners, God forbid, what is going to be there to support them as far as to provide what the parent wanted to provide for that child. And so there's a formula that we talked about last time called DIMES, and is a way to evaluate your life insurance needs to tell you what, how much you need to buy. Because we find that many people are underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
Underinsured. They think that, oh, this is probably enough. But when they really put a pencil to it and look at their obligations and look at how long that amount has to provide, it gets stretched pretty thin.
Right.
And so DIMES stands for debt. D is for debt or in final expense. This stands for cars that you want to pay off, credit card, what it costs for a burial and funeral and everything like that. And then I is for income. Income. And the question is, how soon do you want the surviving spouse to have to get remarried? I've talked to people and they say, we've seen people where they have to get remarried quicker maybe than they would really choose to normally because their income, they need a two-income household. Their income isn't enough to support them and their family. And so income and how many years. So if the breadwinner was making $50,000 a year and you want to provide for 10 years of income, that's $500,000, or you might probably want to do more than that with inflation and everything. And then M stands for mortgage. How much did you owe on the house? And do you want there to be a house payment after a death occurs with one of the breadwinners? Most people don't want there to be a house payment. E stands for education. Whatever education training you might have envisioned for your child that you want to provide for, you can build that into what a life insurance will pay. Finally, S stands for stuff. And this is just everything that's not included in the above columns. This could be a wedding for a daughter. This could be a first car. This could be a down payment on a house, things like that.
Yeah, for one of the kids or something, down payments or something.
Right. So once you add all those things up, that is about how much life insurance you need. And you might think, well, that's just so unreasonably priced. It's shocking of how low price that can be. I just ran a quote for a 28-year-old. He was healthy, and these life insurance is rated according to your health.
Right.
So, and your youth, your date of birth and everything like that. But a healthy 28-year-old for $2.5 million in life insurance, $110 a month.
That's crazy. That is crazy. $110 for $2.5 million.
It is.
Wow. And that's for a 20-year term, I think you mentioned.
20-year term.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so if they have young children, that means that child can get to be 20, 23, 24 years old, be on their own. The parents not having the weight of if something happened to them, that how are they going to raise this child? So 20 years is not a bad a bad way to go. And so last Friday we talked about one of the biggest benefits of life insurance is what's called living benefits. And
That's relatively a new something in life insurance.
It is. It has not been around that long. And just like cars have improved where they get better gas mileage, our phones have improved. They can do all kinds of things they couldn't do before. Life insurance has improved. And now life insurance will pay out for when life happens.
Now, let me say something, Charlie. You know, there may be somebody listening that has life insurance that doesn't have living benefits.
That's right.
And they don't know that. So we can help, if you bring your information to us, we can help you to know what your coverage will do. Because when you purchase it, it either has living benefits or it don't. It's not that life insurance has changed, so now your old policy automatically has living benefits.
That's true. Traditional life insurance was death only.
Right.
Life insurance, where a death had to occur before anything was paid out. But now life insurance will pay out for a critical illness or a chronic illness.
Yeah.
And a critical or chronic illness is 6 times more likely to occur than death.
Right.
So what's critical illness? That can be anything from heart attack, stroke, cancer. Cancer is a big one. I don't know. You have about 50% chance of getting cancer sometime in your life, and it's probably even higher than that. Cancer, heart attack, stroke, blindness, tumors, organ transplant, on and on, loss of limbs, other critical illnesses that are triggers for this life insurance. The next one is chronic illness. There's some illness that isn't really cancer, heart attack, or stroke, but it's a where you lose the use of your body, of your limbs that you used to be able to do. And there's 6 basic activities of daily living. Eating, bathing, toileting, dressing, transferring, and continence. And if you are unable to manage 2 of those activities, then it will trigger benefits as well. And so get in a wheelchair. If there's different things that can trigger this. It has to be certified by a doctor that this is going on. But the key thing is you can receive up to 90% of that death benefit.
While you're living
in the form of cash.
Right. Tax free.
That's exactly right. And so it's an amazing benefit, and it's been a lifesaver for a lot of people. Because if you're working, normal job, you have a heart attack, now you have a health deductible that you have to meet. $3,000 to $5,000, could be more, that you're on the hook to meet. You're no longer able to work, so your income drops or is cut off. Your all these things happen.
Right.
Maybe a spouse has to take off work to take care of you.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to go spend time at a research hospital, or you have to travel.
Rehab.
Yeah. And your kids are still needing to be fed. Your house payment still needs to be made. Everything still goes on. Your normal bills continue. Plus, you're now met with maybe treatments that your insurance doesn't cover, possibly, or who knows what. But life
modifications to your house.
Yeah.
Modifications to your house because of a wheelchair or whatever.
Right. Right. And so this life insurance will pay out cash tax-free, and to help you do whatever you need to do.
Right.
There's no limitations, there's no strings attached.
You don't have to submit bills.
No.
To get the payment.
The comes to you in the form of a check. And what will happen is the life insurance company will receive a statement from the doctor, And then they determine, and the maximum amount is 90%. So they could look at it, you know, stage four cancer is probably going to be 90%. Stage two or three might be 70 or 80%. We don't know. They determine how that works, but it's designed to where the more severe it is, the more money you are able to get.
Right.
The company will make an offer, and you don't have to accept the offer, because sometimes we've found that if death is
intimate,
determined by the doctors, that they say, well, we'll just go ahead and wait until death. We have enough to get by for the next 6 months or whatever we need, and just get the payout, full payout at that point. And so life insurance with living benefits, it can protect your family while you're still living. Yeah. I know of a man in Tulsa. He had a heart attack. He was in his late 30s, and it just hit him out of nowhere.
Right. No previous record of heart trouble.
No. And he got nearly $300,000, $284,000. I actually saw the check myself. And that was able to help them have room to breathe,
right?
Make their house payment,
live there,
and work, focus on rehab, focus on getting better, rather than trying to worry about everything that's going on.
Right, right.
So life insurance with living benefits, a very powerful element that can be had with a more modern life insurance
policy.
Charles,
it can give so much peace of mind to a family knowing that when life happens, dad falls out of the tree stand hunting deer, and life just happens. I'm telling you, life happens, and we don't know what's going to happen. And so we just want to bring peace of mind and security to families.
The last thing we want to be worried about is how are we going to live?
Right.
And I'm trying to recover, and I'm going through treatment or whatever I'm going on. So, Kyle, we'll turn it over to you.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll continue discussing this subject. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Joining us in studio this morning, don't forget, you can reach them at their offices at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. And Charles, we're going to continue the conversation that we've had in part one.
Thank you, Kyle. So life insurance with living benefits. One thing that comes to people's mind is this must be really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
This must cost a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And what's incredible is the monthly cost for this is sometimes it can add a dollar or two per month to the cost from traditional life insurance, which is sort of mind-boggling.
Small potatoes.
Right.
Small potatoes.
Right. So it's a very amazing thing. Sometimes it can be cheaper than traditional life insurance.
Well, it's a miracle of life insurance because it is a miracle that with the stroke of a pen and a few dollars, you can have a lot of coverage. A lot of coverage.
That's right. And so we're offering just a life insurance review. And sometimes it's easy to just sort of put it out of your mind. Yeah, I've got something.
Nobody wants to think they're ever going to die. And to talk about life insurance, you have to think about yourself not being here. And that isn't comfortable.
No.
That is not comfortable. But the truth of it is most of your paycheck right now, if you're like the traditional family, most of your paycheck goes to take care of the family. Very little of it goes to you personally for your own pleasure, for your own hunting or fishing or hobbies, whatever they are. Most of your paycheck goes to take care of the family. And if you're gone, that is going to be something that's really missed, and you want to take a look at it. It takes... Yeah. You just want to take a look at it.
Yeah, that's right. And so we offer a free review of your life insurance coverage. Now, some people tell me, Dad, you know, I've got life insurance at work.
Right.
And Many times, though, what I've seen happen is something happens to them at work. Maybe they get injured, or they leave their job, and they. I know of a man. He was working. He had $300,000 worth of coverage at work. Good amount. He was thinking ahead, but then he got cancer, and he had to quit work, and his coverage quit as well.
Right. So it wasn't necessarily portable. And also, that coverage at work, if you go to try to keep it when you leave, it's expensive, because generally, if you're trying to keep it when you leave, it's because of health issues. And while you're young and while you have your health, you want to secure life insurance that you need.
That's right.
And you want it because if you have it, regardless of where you go on your job, you know, you change jobs, your life insurance follows you. You want to own some your own protection for yourself.
Yeah. The life insurance there sometimes is portable. If it is, it's expensive, but many times it's not portable. So
right.
Just call our office and we can help you get set up and figure out what you have and what would be suitable for you. So finally, we have a Medicare 101 tomorrow at 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 29th, and Thursday, March 31st, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. both days, 11 a.m., 6 p.m. We just give the basics of Medicare, of how it works, your options, your choices, and then it's just an informational seminar.
Yeah.
And it's at Dickey's. The meal is provided. We'll be glad to talk to you one-on-one, or you just listen to the presentation. No obligation whatsoever. Call our office. We have an independence office, 620-331-8800. Or we have a Coffeyville office, 620-236-6930. And just put your name down. We'll be glad to have you. It is filling up. And so we do have a few slots left, but we'll be glad to have you.
And if you're not sure what you have, or you don't understand all these ads on TV and everything, we understand that. Bring your cards, bring your information, and we will help you understand what you've got and how it's working. And we want to help bring clarity to your life.
That's right. That's right. Kyle, thank you. I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll talk to you Friday.
All right. Well, guys, you have a fantastic day. Be safe out there. And again, we will talk to you again on Friday. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have students in from Field Kinley High School with their weekly announcements. And that's coming up here in just a few moments. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Currently, it is 43 degrees outside.